Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Well, college basketball is in the books. Villanova, the national champion, with a dominating performance for most of the game over Michigan. I know a lot of IU fans hopeful to see Michigan in the Big Ten Conference represent better than maybe what they did. But Villanova, wow, what a run they've had in the tournament. What a run they've had the last three or four seasons in college basketball. Two championships for Jay Wright in three seasons and some big-time play last night. From some even off the bench for Villanova to win the championship. So a lot of fun. The championship game and even really some of the Final Four games didn't live up to the hype that you would hope and expect semifinals and a championship to do so as far as closeness and buzzer beaters and things like that down the stretch. I think the women's Final Four stole all of that because it was just amazing how close in the last second shots that were required for teams to win those games. But nonetheless, the college basketball season is over. Obviously for Indiana, it's been over for about a month now with their exit from the Big Ten tournament when it was played up in New York City. So it's completely off season now as far as basketball goes. High school stuff in the books, college stuff in the books. It was a great year in many regards and a great year on the program. Thanks for everybody being with us through the basketball season. Still a lot of stuff to come, though. Basketball related. Romeo's got a couple more national all-star games before he comes back in the summer and leads Indiana as the likely Mr. Basketball against Kentucky for a couple games. Also, Romeo's decision forthcoming here, we think, in the middle of this month to the latter part of April, definitely by the end of the month. That will be fun to cover and talk about on a daily basis between now and then, as everybody in the area wants to know, where is Romeo Langford going to take his talents for college? And once he makes that decision, I think the question will become, how long will Romeo be at whatever school he chooses? Is he going to be a one-and-done type player? And I think we'll find out more about that as he goes through some of these national all-star games and the workouts that coincide with them in front of NBA personnel and scouts. So a lot of stuff to follow here in the offseason. We'll get into some IU football as they are having their pro day. 11 guys going through pro day for IU football, which is the biggest number I can remember, at least since we've been doing this program the last couple of years. But we'll talk some about that. We'll be talking more IU football, getting into some other off-season stuff that I think you'll like as well. But going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you keep it with us right here on the Hoosier Report. 11 a.m. is the live show on the Big X, 1450 a.m., 96.1 FM. Of course, the replay most days, as long as we don't have a Reds or U of L baseball, you can catch the replay at 3 o'clock. And the podcast is always available at soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. And in Apple Podcasts, you just have to search for the Hoosier Report. Let's take a look at the guest lineup for this Tuesday show, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us once we get through some headlines and some opening notes here in this segment, next segment, segment two, will be Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, sports columnist. Our chat with Greg each week is presented by Coffee Crossing, and we'll talk with Greg about the national championship game last night. Greg also had a unique experience, I understand, from some text messages with him earlier today. He got a chance to watch some in-state college prospects work out in a private workout of getting ready for the NBA draft. So we're going to talk some about that as well, and I'm sure we'll get into other stuff. Also, Mike Pegram will be in Bloomington today. He'll join us just before IU's Pro Day to talk about that event. Also, to talk some IU recruiting stuff. Want to get into some more Romeo stuff. What's he hearing on when Romeo will make a decision? What's he hearing on a return visit to IU from the Langford family? We'll talk about all of that stuff and more. And it's hard to believe, but we're just really weeks away from the spring recruiting period. There's a couple weekends when college coaches at the Division I level can get out, recruit players, attend the shoe circuits, attend some of the bigger travel events as that's getting ready to get started for the high school level. So we'll talk with Mike about some of the names. Obviously, Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, the two big names in 2019 from Indiana. But other names in-state to follow that Indiana has had on campus, added some games, and has made contact with. Also, it's very likely, and I think Mike will expand on this, that the spring will be an opportunity for Archie and staff to expand out in the 2019 class, a little bit maybe more outside the state. There's already some other players that they've been involved with, but perhaps take it to a national level. So we'll talk about those things and more with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com when he joins us. That's a look at the guest lineup presented by Honeybaked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Get $1 off your box lunch at Honeybaked Ham in New Albany. Let's look at the Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. IU coach Archie Miller, it was announced yesterday, is going to be the headline speaker at the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Clinic, which will take place on April 20th and 21st in Indianapolis. And you might ask, what is this a big deal? Well, it's an opportunity for Coach Miller, and I'm sure some of his staff will be with him, to network and speak in front of all the state's high school basketball coaches. And even more importantly, the opportunity to talk for Miller is going to be on a live period when there's recruiting opportunities. So obviously, I think it's clear that Archie Miller, the opportunity to be in front of all the state's coaches, to network with those guys, to try to teach them something, and to again, after it's all said and done, get the chance to spend some time with coaches from all corners of the states. No question he's putting that as a priority, because that's one of those weekends that Division I coaches in the spring will be able to be out on the road. Now, that doesn't mean that after he's done speaking, he can't hit the airplane or there'll be some events right there in Indianapolis and take care of that stuff then and there. But I still think for that to be done on a weekend when it's live kind of shows you the thinking about inside out and that approach for Archie Miller. So that's something to follow later this spring. Also, some bad news for a former IU player, Troy Williams, getting an opportunity with the New York Knicks, but that opportunity is over with for the season. He is out for the season with a fractured jaw, so not a good ending to the opportunity that Troy was getting with the Knicks. It's likely that that chance will continue maybe in summer league or training camp next year, but a fractured jaw will sideline him for the season. Also, a lot of this discussion is forthcoming. A lot of players from the Big Ten. Will Juwan Morgan from Indiana, anyone else try the NBA draft? Well, yesterday, former Indianapolis native, he attended Park Tudor before going to La Lemire and LaPorte for his senior year. Jaren Jackson of Michigan State is going to go to the NBA. And so for him, the opportunity, I think, is there. The opportunity to get drafted is there. A good freshman season where he averaged 10.9 points, 5.8 rebounds, 3.0 blocks, and just over one assist in 21, almost 22 minutes a game for Michigan State. No surprises there, but even though there have been a lot of defections already, or at least potential defections from the Big Ten, Tony Carr announced yesterday that he would give the NBA a go, and again, others are expected to do so this week and over the next week or so. Could really, depending on who returns and who gets an agent, who doesn't get an agent, could really affect the look of the Big Ten for next season. Also, I mentioned today is Pro Day for IU football. 11 former Hoosier football players will participate in Pro Day, which begins here in just a bit in Bloomington. This is a program record, by the way. Five players participated in this year's NFL Combine, which is really a high number of IU football players in a year to do so. In the last 3 years, IU has had 8, 10, and 7 participants for Pro Day. So the 11 this year, definitely the record there. 10 seniors in the Pro Day today for IU football, and one redshirt junior, Simi Cobbs, will take place in some activities. And again, this is the chance, much like some of the NBA stuff we're talking about, for guys to work out in front of NFL scouts and personnel, and pretty common for schools to organize, especially at the Big Ten level, some sort of Pro Day and opportunity for their players to be seen and scouted one final time before the NFL draft. Also, the weather today is warm and nice. If you didn't know any better, you think we're right in the middle of spring with the sun and the heat. I know there's some weather that was with us earlier this morning and weather expected to be back today. It's been a nightmare trying to get the spring sports season off the ground for local high school athletic directors. We had some snow, had some rain, a little bit of everything. But here's a note for you to get you excited about the baseball season. We know that New Albany expected to be good. Jeffersonville, Floyd Central, always competitive. Providence should have a really good team this year as well. And Silver Creek, yesterday they improved their early record to 2 wins, no losses, with a 14-9 win over Louisville Trinity last night. So Trinity, I think, has the turf field able to get that game in across the river in Louisville. But there's Silver Creek, who year in and year out has become one of the great baseball programs in a really good baseball area. So they're having some success already. That's a look at the headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. And, of course, Hoopsters brings you the headlines every day. They're your hometown sports grill where hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Don't forget also the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf cards are hot off the presses. This year's card features Chariot Run, Polo Fields, Woodhaven Country Club, South Park Country Club, Henry County Country Club, that's a new addition, Elk Run, Valley View, Christmas Lake, and Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play these great courses for under $20 a round on the 2018 Big X Sports Radio golf card. Some of these courses are private, and you can only play if you're a member or by using the Big X Sports Radio golf card. A limited amount, so get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1457. Big X Sports Radio golf card, one of the things I know a lot of listeners of this program look forward to getting their hands on every spring. It means it's golf weather. It means the weather is about ready to change if it hasn't already. A lot of great deals on that card, so make sure you check it out at BigXSportsRadio.com. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. We'll talk about the national championship game with Villanova winning their second title in 3 years and more coming up here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
It's time for one of my favorite segments of the week here on the program. Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star is with us, and it's presented by Coffee Crossing. Coffee Crossing would like to recommend you try the new breakfast and expanded lunch menus at their sister company, which is 410 Bakery and Cafe, located in downtown New Albany. Greg, national championship game last night, and as I was getting ready for the interview this morning, scrolling through your Twitter timeline is one of my favorite, more entertaining parts of the day and things to do. But you actually got a chance to cover both teams in the national championship up close and personal, and they got beat, I think. You saw each of those teams lose. Butler beat Villanova in a game you were in attendance covering for the Star, and likewise, Michigan played good, but Purdue, I think, beat them when you were there to watch them play in the regular season.
Yes, that game last night had nothing for me, so I didn't watch it. The truth is I didn't watch it, but that's not why. It's just kind of odd. It's very odd to me that I did see both teams in the title game in person one time, and in both cases they lost. I realize college basketball, nobody is perfect, not since 76, but it's just weird that I saw them both and I saw them both lose. And I tell you, the Purdue game, I wrote that night, you know, Purdue's Final Four good, and I didn't write that about any other, and I saw him play 10 or 12 times. I didn't write that any other time all year, except for that night, because that was the night I saw it. And in hindsight, so some people might say, well, you idiot, they didn't go to the Final Four, did they? And that's true, they didn't. But on the other hand, what it took to make me realize how good they were was they beat, and Michigan was like number 23 at the time. It was not an upset at all. But Michigan was so good, you could see, wow, Purdue just beat the hell out of it. I mean, Michigan was almost perfect that day and was down 10. You know, they just couldn't. It's weird that that's how it turned out, but I didn't watch the game last night. They started, you know, I'm old, I guess. They started too late. It's like 9:15. It'll be over at midnight. No thanks. I went to bed.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Thoughts on Villanova? Two championships, though, in 3 years. Jay Wright has to be cementing his legacy as one of the great head coaches out there. He was a name that when Tom Jurich was at Louisville, and even though Patino was having some success, he was kind of thought he might be the next guy at Louisville. And his name's been mentioned for some of the other top jobs out there, but with what he's doing at Villanova year in and year out, it's hard to believe that that won't be his spot.
Yeah, I think the only way he leaves is if he goes to the NBA. And he's been linked to the NBA a time or two, and if only by folks like me thinking he might, you know, who's the next college coach to make that jump? Jay Wright's a guy that the NBA certainly has an interest in, but he stayed at Villanova because he obviously loves it there. You know, when Cincinnati lost Bob Huggins in 05 or 04, whenever that was, and then they had Andy Kennedy for 1 year. Before hiring their next coach, Cronin, it was thought that he would be the guy, that Jay Wright would be the guy, but he didn't. I mean, and Cincinnati tried, was going to give him a huge raise, and just it never happened. So he's very happy there. He's not winning. He has not won national titles the way, if you go back and look, and I don't have the list in front of me, but if we go back and look at the last 10 national champions, I would gather that most of them have an and one, or a one and done, or two, or certainly have three or four future pros for sure. I mean, you've got to have future pros, and he probably has some. I mean, Jalen Brunson will play in the NBA. That Spellman dude probably will play in the NBA. Might even be really good in the NBA. DiVincenzo maybe, but what he does is he takes really good players, and they're all really good, and makes them into a great team, as opposed to taking great players and hoping they can become a great team. So he's doing it in a different way, and I'm not sure if more impressive is the right word, because there is something to be said for getting all these huge egos that, you know, Calipari has gotten before, that Bill Self gets at Kansas. Something to be said for getting all these huge egos and Roy Williams at Carolina and getting them to play together. There is something to be said for that, but I think there's a little bit more to be said for getting slightly less talent and making it play better than everybody else.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. You know, I don't know if this is why you didn't watch the game, or if you were not home yet, or maybe you were home and just didn't want to turn it on, but you told me this morning that you got a chance to watch a handful of guys, including Keelan Martin, Bryant McIntosh, work out for the NBA draft preparation yesterday in a private gym. I think I read your tweet, too, like a pole barn type situation up in Zionsville, and I'm really curious to hear what you saw, because it's already started. Jaren Jackson was the latest that comes to mind, I think last night or earlier this morning. But so many guys either headed to the NBA with an agent, meaning they won't return to college. And, you know, a lot of guys have announced they're going to not get an agent, which means they can come back. And really the list, I think, is just beginning to be built of guys that are going to take that opportunity.
Yeah, well, I told you why I didn't watch the game. I went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I really did. That wasn't a joke. But I was playing Sudoku. That's what I do. And that might probably does sound stupid, but in my defense, or to my credit, or so I can just shamefully brag about it, I don't think they've got Sudoku anymore that I can't do. Like, you know, everybody has a level that, you know, you get to. Most people don't play it, but if you've ever done Sudoku, there's kind of a level where I can't do that anymore. It's too hard. I can't find a level I can't do. And I find, you know, I buy the hardest books there are and I can do them. So that's fun. I tell you, it's fun. It's fun to basically, here's the hardest Sudoku on earth, and I just solved it. What else? You know, that's fun. What's not fun is watching college basketball at 11 o'clock at night. You know, if a team I'm covering is not involved, I really don't care. But I did, I spent during the day, and I was also tired because it was a long day. It was up in Zionsville. We have a local skills guru. He's a rising star in the skills, private skills workout business. His name is Joey Burton. He was assistant coach to current IU assistant Ed Schilling. He worked for Ed Schilling at Park Tudor High, and where Yogi Ferrell played, and Burton to work, and Jaren Jackson too, and he coached Jaren Jackson a little bit at Park Tudor. But so he now he's just kind of a private guy. He's a private instructor, and he works with all ages. But I saw him yesterday work out on 30 minute intervals. He worked out Keelan Martin at 9, and then he worked out Dakota Mathias at 10, and then he worked out Brian McIntosh, the Northwestern point guard, at 11. I watched all three of those workouts and saw what he did to them and did for them and what he's trying to do with their games, and it's pretty interesting to watch and pretty tiring to watch, surprisingly, but pretty interesting to watch.
Interesting. I saw a picture of you with getting ready to take a jump shot. Pretty good
free
form.
Throw. Free throw.
Free throw. Pretty good form.
Yeah, until I release it. I've got good form. I really do. I just can't make it. You know, it's and back in the day, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I could make 30 or 40 free throws in a row and all the time. You know, I mean, I could shoot in an open gym. I could shoot by myself. I can really shoot. And people have asked me, where'd you play in college and all that, but I'm a head case, which might not be a surprise to you. You put a defender on me, and I can't shoot at all. I take that back. 1-on-1, I can shoot. But you put me in a game where there's actually teammates, and I'm letting them down. If I miss, I can't shoot at all. It's why I turned to boxing. I literally got so mad at basketball, so mad at how bad I was in a game compared to how good I was by myself, that I went to a bag and started punching the hell out of it because I was mad and thought, oh, I kind of like this. And I became a boxer, and you don't let anybody down in boxing. I've let my nose down a few times. I got it broken, but there's no teammate to let down. I need that.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Hey, last thing I want to mention, and I don't want to make too big a deal of it. I did mention this in the first segment going through the headlines, but Archie Miller was announced yesterday as the headline speaker at the coaches' clinic for the state coaches. And it's typical. I mean, you've seen Painter and Crean and I think even Calipari and others, you know, get that slot. But I thought it was extra important because that's at one of the live weekends coming up when you think about recruiting for coaches to be out on the road. So I'm sure it's been done before. I didn't go back and look and see if the live weekend coincided with the coaches' clinic before. But I think it kind of builds on what we've talked about from day one with Archie Miller, that he means the inside-out approach because he's going to take advantage of an opportunity to talk with high school coaches from the state and maybe miss an afternoon, a morning, an evening, whenever the opportunity to speak is, to be out there recruiting some of these guys.
Yeah, I promise you this. You give any coach in the state the choice between being the headliner or, you know, spend those 3 hours. You're going to be the headliner, or you're going to be the one guy that every coach in the state is watching, or are you going to be one of a million coaches in a gym watching? You know, I promise you, he's making the choice most would make. I mean, I would think so. My gosh, but it does show that he, and it's smart. It shows that his priority is the state, but it's very, very smart. This state produces, and we produce Jaren Jackson. We're producing Romeo Langford and Brian McIntosh and much more. Chris Wilkes. I mean, we have NBA players every year coming out of high school. And who knows which guys are coming out, like Demezi, that kid from South Bend. Maybe he'll be one, too. We'll see. But he needs to be the guy that the state coaches view as one of us. And so it's the smart move. He's very lucky he got asked. And I'm sure it took him exactly 0 seconds to say yes.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. They would like to recommend you try the new breakfast and expanded lunch menus at their sister company, which is 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. Greg, it's supposed to storm here later, so let's take our Sudoku books and go to Coffee Crossing and have a good old time.
Yeah, I like the sound of some hot coffee right about now. That would sound very good. And by the way, that story I wrote about the one I did yesterday, Keelan Martin and Dakota and the workouts and watching it happen inside a barn in Zionsville, it's going online really soon, so if anybody wants to read it, it'll be up soon.
Absolutely. Greg, as always, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Matt. Bye.
We will head to a commercial break. That's Greg Doyle, presented by Coffee Crossing, great sponsor of that segment. We'll be back with Mike Pegram, Pigs.com, IU Recruiting, Romeo Langford update with the latest that we know. We'll get Mike's opinion on everything and a little IU Pro Day football coming up in the next segment. Stay with us for that here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
The end of the college basketball season last night, at least on a national level, with Villanova winning the national championship game in very convincing fashion. And we're joined today to talk not only college basketball, but a little IU as well with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. Mike, any surprise in the national championship game? I know a lot of IU people were hoping and pulling somewhat for Michigan to see if they could represent the conference in the championship game, but Villanova shoots it too well and just too good.
Yeah, the best team won. You don't always say that, but there was really no surprise. Michigan, you know, got off to a good start, but, you know, they just weren't as good. I mean, Villanova is, you know, the best guard play in the country, and they just shoot the lights out. And they do have as opposed to last year, a really good big man inside now in Spellman. So that's a difference of, you know, in getting back to where they were 2 years ago.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, talking IU basketball. Going to get into a little football as well in this segment. You know, it's off-season time for Indiana. Unfortunately for Hoosier fans, it's been off-season for about a month now after exiting the Big Ten Conference tournament maybe a day or two earlier than expected. I saw Archie Miller is set now as the headline speaker at the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. So in addition to a lot of recruiting stuff that we'll talk about that will happen, you know, really just a few weeks down the road with the spring travel ball and shoe circuits heating up, Archie Miller will take advantage of this time to do some in-state networking, which with high school coaches and the talent that comes out of the Hoosier State is never a bad thing.
Yeah, and he's doing it in the middle of the spring evaluation, for first weekend of that. That's a, you know, sacrifice of key time in front of recruits. So that shows you how much of a priority he's putting on the relationship with the coaches across the state. A lot of coaches wouldn't do that, but he knows it's important for him to build those ties, and he's going to be there on that Saturday in 3 weeks or so.
Mike Pegram of Pegs.com, our guest for, I guess, the spring season, which, gosh, it's hard to think we're in April now, April 3rd, today's date. The shoe circuits and some of the live periods you speak of get going in just a few weeks. Are there any targets other than the regulars that you expect Indiana to go visit or maybe take an opportunity to see their travel teams play here in a few weeks? Or do you think that Coach Miller and staff are going to kind of to start this recruiting period, going to stay with some of the regular names, the Trace Jackson Davis, the Keon Brooks, some of those type of household names in recruiting in the 2019 class?
No, they'll open things up. I think the April period brings that when you get a chance to just see so many talented players in one arena or one city. You see a connection, see someone that really kind of fits what you want in your program, and Archie will see that. So there'll be new names to come up. I think that they'll be also – they really like DJ Carton from Iowa, and gone out to see him a couple times, and he'll be in the NY2LA circuit. But, they'll be following every step of the way, Keon and Trace Jackson Davis. Those will be number one and 1A on the recruiting front this spring. But they'll definitely want to add to the guard group as well, especially someone with some size like Carton, who can help Robert Finnessy in the coming years with the ball handling.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joining us. Little IU basketball recruiting right now. A lot of in-state names, obviously none in the 2019 class or as well known to IU fans as Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks. Archie Miller, basically, since he got here, has made both of those guys priorities right away. There are some other names in 2019 in Indiana that I think with the travel season just around the corner, we're going to be talking about a little bit more. Who are some other in-state names right here from the state of Indiana that Indiana's already shown some interest in, made some contact with, and you can very easily see Archie and staff tracking them this spring through some of the shoe circuits?
Besides those two big guys, I think that the Indiana will definitely be watching the Mean Streets team. It'll have Brandon Newman from Valparaiso, Armand Franklin from Indianapolis Cathedral, both in-state guys. That'll be in that same EYBL circuit with the Spies team. That'll have Keon and Trace, and I think that those two are guards, or Newman's case, possibly a small forward. But they've really improved quite a bit, and definitely on the radar, but have not yet earned a scholarship offer. But they are definitely guys that could potentially earn one with good play in April.
Mike, I want to ask you just another general recruiting question. When I think of IU basketball recruiting and following it on the level that you have, that's on the internet now. You were the original. We've laughed and joked about this previously, some on the program, but you know, Pigs, you were there long before the recruiting sites. With that being said, have you ever seen a recruitment in modern times, at least since you've been around, that has had the interest consistently now? And I feel like it's really picked up since IU's end of the season at the Big Ten tournament, where Indiana fans just on a daily basis wanting to know if there's anything new, trying to get any insight they can, asking everyone they know what the latest is with Romeo Langford. It's one of the damnedest things I've ever seen. And I think that for somebody like you that really can go back and look at this thing over a number of years, there have been some big recruits from Indiana. There have been some pivotal moments in recruiting for Indiana, like Cody Zeller and Eric Gordon and some others come to mind. But has there ever been anything you've covered like the Romeo Langford recruitment?
Well, it's been unique versus the other ones in that it's going into the end of April or so. That's brought fatigue to the whole situation. I lost my patience with it last night in the Monday night chat. People weren't happy with lack of info, even though we spilled everything we could on things on Friday inside the locker room. But if you don't have something new each day, there's an impatience with it. I think it's just that people know how important that decision is and you know, the importance of having a five-star, because it leads to other kids looking at Indiana in that way as, you know, a school for five-star kind of talents, immediate impact kind of players. And no, it's just pretty unique. I think that Cody Zeller, Jared Jeffries, Eric Gordon, and some others were just as important for the program, but did not last as long as this one did. And I will give the credit to the Langfords. They've kept things within a tight circle, and that's, you know, probably brought some impatience, but that's the way it should be. I think that Romeo honestly seems like he doesn't have a strong lean to any school too, and that's made things interesting as well.
I tell you what, I feel your pain. I have a lot of people say, hey, we tune in for the daily Romeo update, and when I don't mention him for that show or for that day or don't have anything new to pass along or to bring up in discussion, I get people saying, what's the deal? So I can entirely relate to that. It's unlike anything that I have ever been around. Let me ask you this. The fact that he is going through this national all-star circuit right now, McDonald's game in the books, Jordan Brand Classic coming up this weekend, and, of course, the Nike Hoop Summit to follow that the week after, before he makes his decision. With him being out of town for these games, with ESPN cameras being there for these games, with ESPN traditionally being a place that some of these seniors in the All-Star games make their late announcements, and also that the Vanderbilt crew is there, Shimi Satou and Darius Garland, maybe even E.J. Montgomery if he decides to go to Vanderbilt. Do you think it's a good thing for IU fans that he's waiting until after that's all over with to essentially come back home before a decision is made?
Yeah, I think you're kind of making a point with some of those facts that he's going to push it off till he's back at home, away from the other guys in his class that may be trying to sway him to their school. And he honestly seems like he's not going to seriously consider schools, consider his three options until he sits back home and those things are behind him. The only thing I said, and I actually asked him pretty point blank, you can do this, you can get this done by April, and he was quite confident that he will get it done by April. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, by the time he gets through the Nike Hoop Summit, we're only talking about 2 weeks. Can he make, can he bring this whole decision down to just a 2-week period where he's, finally getting serious? I don't know. If he's torn a little bit, it'll be difficult to make the call in such a tight window, but he's sure that he can.
What about another visit to Indiana? It's been pretty widely written about and said, both from he and his father, Tim, that another visit to Indiana is expected. Romeo worded that the coaching staff, quote, wanted its last shot to meet with him before he makes a decision. you know, the time frame's tight because he's in and out of town so much the next couple of weeks. In a lot of these All-Star games, you've got to report much earlier than just the game. There are some other festivities and things associated with those games. So any ideas? Is it going to be a visit that could happen, you know, late April, last 2 weeks of April, in the same period that he could potentially make his decision?
Yeah, I think that you know, he's been very open that it will happen. He won't be, you know, having much going on after the Nike Hoop Summit. He even says he's not going to play basketball for a bit. Got to rest his wrist. So, I mean, there's no reason he can't shoot up, you know, drive the, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours it takes to get to Bloomington and make that visit. So I would be really surprised if it doesn't happen. But, you know, we talked about that. I talked, and I'll get it more into my chat tonight, but I asked him if would he make that trip if it was flipped and Vanderbilt was a close school or Kansas was a close school? Would they be getting that trip like Indiana is? And he had an interesting answer, but it wasn't necessarily favorable to Indiana. But I'll get into that more tonight. But I think that you know, proximity is helping IU here in getting this last trip in, where he actually sees the campus. Now the other schools will come in and get some face to face possibly before the end of April, but the, you know, just being on the campus just helps him envision what his future might be, and so he definitely perked up when we talked about the college experience. He really is looking forward to meeting new people from different walks of life and, you know, being around people other than you, New Albany types. So,
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, always with us Tuesdays on the Hoosier Report. I promise one of these days we're going to start talking more IU football, especially here in the spring. And boy, it's a nice day, warm day. I know some bad weather expected later, but if you step outside, it almost feels like a real spring day today, which has me thinking more and more about football. You're at IU now for a spring availability with some of the players. What's kind of the early feeling? What's your early thoughts on IU football this year?
Well, I think the quarterback situation would be interesting if Peyton Ramsey can get a hold of that with some really good play in the spring game and so forth. But, you know, I think that they have some, you know, we're going to Pro Day. I'm going to Pro Day right now. It starts in a few minutes. And, you know, the fact that they have 11 guys at their Pro Day, you know, is an indication that there is a little bit of drain of talent this year that they have to replace. So that's, you know, who's replacing these guys? Who's replacing T. Gray Scales and Simi Cobbs, you know, Rashard Fan? And there's a lot of question marks and, you know, but there is, I felt like there's more young talent than usual. You know, that's what we're trying to find out this spring, if some of those guys are ready to step up, because last year there wasn't a lot to replace. This year there is, but, you know, there's a feeling that there's a little bit more of a rebuilding. I mean, not really, just replacing guys as opposed to total rebuild or anything like that.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com with us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. Thanks, as always, for the great insight. I'm sure lots of Romeo discussion to come here for the next couple of weeks at least, and we'll get into some football, I promise, at some point, but glad to catch up with you, Mike.
All right, man. Take care.
And again, that was Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report. We're going to head to a commercial break. We'll come back and going to go through. I get a lot of questions about the Indiana All-Star game already for this summer, because of Romeo Langford primarily. Sean East, a candidate. Luke Goman, a candidate for the team. Bailey Falkenstein of Jeffersonville, also a candidate for the team. So a lot of local flavor potentially could be involved in the game. And I've got people wanting to know how to get tickets and where the games are going to be at. So in the next segment, to wrap things up today, we're going to go through the Indiana-Kentucky series and tell you a little bit more about it. Still a little early for that game, the springtime All-Star games. You got the national games. You've got some of the local games like the Indiana North-South game that'll be played this weekend, this Saturday actually, in Martinsville. Sean East and Luke Goman will both be participating in that game. But we'll talk a little bit about some of the All-Star festivities coming up and tell you the locations and dates. And I don't know a lot about tickets yet, but we'll tell you what we know after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
You know, a basketball hero around here is treated like a god.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
You know, most people would kill to be treated like a god just for a few moments.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back here, final segment of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Don't forget this program, like every day's program, available on podcast. If you miss us live at 11 or the replay at 3, you can go to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report, and look us up there. Free download, also an Apple Podcast. Just search the Hoosier Report, and you never have to worry about missing the Hoosier Report. You can catch it a lot of different ways. And do appreciate those of you that are with us live. I know I get a lot of tweets and feedback. Appreciate that. And then I look at our podcast numbers. I know some of you taking it in that way as well. So however you are listening, we are very appreciative of you being with us. It's been a great run over the basketball season, and look forward to doing some different stuff here and getting into some football and other things with you over the next couple of months. We talked last segment, said I was going to tell you more about the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Games. You know, it's been a series that has had its share of problems. We've talked about that over the last couple of years here on the program. Attendance, especially on the Kentucky side of things, has been difficult. The game in Kentucky has moved around. Gosh, over the last 3 or 4 years, it's been in Owensboro. It's been a couple different locations in Lexington. It's been in Bowling Green. It's been at Bellarmine. It's been at Freedom Hall. And the Louisville, I should say the Kentucky side of the game, coming back to Louisville this year after a couple years away in Lexington. They will play that game on Friday, June 8th. It's going to be at Bellarmine. Now, for those of you that want to go to the game, it does seat just 2,100 and something people at Bellarmine. So it's going to be a little different. Normally 2,100 is about perfect for what the crowd on the Louisville side, the Kentucky side of the game, has dictated. But this year I would greatly expect, with Romeo Langford expected to participate, it could be a little different as far as tickets go. But to my knowledge, tickets for the Bellarmine game not on sale yet. I've seen no announcement from anyone on the Kentucky side or Indiana side of the game make any announcement about tickets for the June 8th game at Bellarmine. Girls game will start at 6. Boys game will follow that. And then the next night, Saturday, June 9th, up in Indianapolis at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Indiana and Kentucky will meet again. Again, girls game at 6 and the boys game at 8. Plenty of tickets, obviously, at Bankers Life. Normally they get between 8,000 and 10,000 on the Indianapolis game, but Louisville's been a lot different. Very, very small turnout. I think this year will be different. In fact, it's kind of a shame this year they don't take advantage of the interest with Romeo and maybe try to play it at a bigger facility, like opening back up Freedom Hall, getting some more people in there. But that's the latest. Tickets, I know everybody's wanting to figure out tickets, have no clue on tickets yet. There will be an exhibition game between the Indiana All-Stars and some of the junior All-Stars, which will take place Wednesday before the game on June 8th and 9th, but they don't have any location or details on that either right now. But the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star game will be fun this year, and like it did for a lot of Southern Indiana games and just in general, kind of breathe a little life back into the series. It's always been supported well by the Indiana coaches and by fans on this side, not so much on the Kentucky side of the game. So I think Romeo Langford and his involvement, and we assume he will participate, and I also will assume he will be announced Mr. Basketball, but that won't be official until a ceremony later in April. But I would definitely think that that's a possibility. Also, one other quick note, the Indiana North-South All-Star Classic will take place this Saturday, April 7th at Martinsville High School. There's a girls game at 5. The boys game begins at 7. A little bit of local interest in this game. Sean East of New Albany, who is undecided, he will play in the boys game on the South team. Luke Goman of Floyd Central, he is committed to Marion. He will play in the boys game, the South team, alongside of Sean East. Also, you've got Chance Coyle of Bloomington South, Aaron Henry of Ben Davis, the Larry kid from Evansville Ballsy. A great field for the South team and really for the entire game on Saturday. So if you're looking to get out and see some of these local kids, one more chance to do it is 7 o'clock at Martinsville. And there's some other All-Star things we'll be talking about. Some of the local stuff will take place over the next couple weeks, a month or so as well, and we'll keep you posted on that. So I was crying earlier about basketball season being over officially with high school season in the book and, of course, college basketball, men's and women's over this past weekend, men's last night. But there's still plenty to go around. Some All-Star games, Romeo's decision, and plenty of things we'll talk about. The spring and summer AAU circuits will be tipped off very soon. We'll be able to track Archie Miller and the IU staff as far as who they're tracking in recruiting, and plenty to keep us busy here over the next few months. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Thanks for being with us. Don't forget that we're here every day, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.